HarperCollins and Harper Audio present April Storm, a novel by Leela Meacham, performed by Jennifer Pickens. To Richard and my readers. April is the cruelest month. T.S. Eliot. Chapter 1. Thursday, April 1st, 2010. The watcher sat huddled in his overcoat in the darkness of his SUV, a gloved hand over his mouth to prevent his breath from fogging the windshield. He'd kiss a monkey's butt for a cigarette, but he dared not risk lighting up. The neighborhood's roving security guard had cruised past twice already, the first time beaming his flashlight on the 5-day visitor's pass hanging from the rearview mirror. The watcher had ducked out of sight just in time. The pass was a forgery. His vehicle would have been illegally parked had it belonged to a resident. In this exclusive subdivision in the foothills of the ritzy Beaver Creek Resort, homeowners were required to keep their vehicles off the street. It was the hour before dawn, and any moment, he knew, a jogger would come sprinting out onto the sidewalk from the deeper shadows of the running path. Here in the last grip of winter for Avon, Colorado, only diehard joggers and walkers use the path at this obscene hour of the morning. The object of his surveillance routinely ran past this point at, he checked the face of his luminous watch, for there she was now, wearing the same white running gear and red jacket. He made an entry in his notebook. 6 a.m. As usual, she jogged in place to cast a look down both sides of the lamplit street before hitting the crosswalk, blonde curls peeking from beneath her white ski cap. It was a nice face, he thought, even without all the makeup. He capped his pen and stowed the notebook. She was no casual jogger, not at this hour, not in this cold, and not with her form. After observing her for 5 straight days, he could confidently report to his client that at approximately 6 every weekday morning, Catherine Walker could be counted on to appear at this spot. That was his main assignment, to learn the places and times she was likely to show up on a consistent basis, as well as other details of her personal life. In the 2 months he'd been tailing her, he'd uncovered a reliable source of information, and the rest he had gleaned from observation and newspapers. Catherine Walker, a mother in her mid-40s, was a civic leader who had served on a number of charity boards that met monthly. She seemed to be a born leader. She headed everything from the PTA to fundraisers for soliciting college scholarships for underprivileged children to a push for the SPCA to open a fully endowed shelter for homeless animals. She'd also served 2 terms as president of the Homeowners Association of her subdivision. An onerous job, it seemed to him, people and their own selfish welfare being what they are. According to his source, who had been privy to what went on behind closed doors, Catherine was everything she appeared to be, an exemplary wife and mother and a fearless advocate for the welfare of her community. But as head of organizations, she had ticked off some folks, and a few had made threats against her. Several property developers, the parents of 2 students she voted to expel from the school district for threatening their teachers, and a couple of homeowners, irate that she and the rest of the HOA had thwarted their attempts to bypass building restrictions. Recently, though, Catherine had stepped back from several of her charitable activities, and her slower calendar made it easier for him to gather information. There were 5 activities she still attended. 6, actually, but he did not include that last in his notes. Monday mornings, every 2 weeks, she read to a group of preschoolers at the public library. When he first tailed her there, he'd thought, oh no, as she took her seat among the cluster of wriggly ankle-biters who scrambled in close and called her Catherine. He was not a kid person, especially not with the spoiled, entitled kind they grew in the Beaver Creek area. But in time, he had to admit that he found himself looking forward to those Monday mornings, browsing nearby shelves in the public library, to the soothing sound of her voice. She met the first Tuesday morning of the month with her book club at a coffee shop, and on Wednesdays at 10 o'clock, she joined 3 other amateur artists for oil painting lessons in an art studio.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?